This is WFYI News Now. It's December 4th, and I'm Darian Benson. Later in the show, the EPA wants drinking water utilities to get rid of all their lead water pipes within a decade. The federal government will help fund the effort, but some say it isn't enough.
I think the funding that's been set aside for this is probably going to get us about halfway there in that time frame.
That's coming up. But first, these headlines. Indianapolis police released edited video of an officer-involved shooting that happened October 19th at a gas station on the city's near south side. FAR News 3 reports missing body cam footage of the incident is raising concerns.
38-year-old Antoine Beach was shot on October 19 in his white sedan. The IMPD video shows the incident but had some missing pieces. The body-worn camera of the officer who shot Beach was not activated, and the body-worn camera of a second officer at the scene was only activated after the shooting occurred. The video includes low-quality footage from a security camera at the gas station and body cam footage from a third officer who was at the scene. Neither show the moment the other officer fired his weapon. An attorney for Beach said that it is disappointing that the body-worn camera was, quote, conveniently not operational during that incident. IMPD's video shows the three officers surrounding Beach's car and are heard shouting for Beach to show his hands and telling him, don't do it. The officers told investigators that Beach had a gun and was reaching for it. I'm Farah Yusri, WFYI News.
Indigo's leader Inez Evans will leave the agency after 5 years on the job. Under Evans's leadership, Indigo opened its first bus rapid transit line, the Red Line. She also oversaw the planning of two more BRT lines that faced opposition from state lawmakers. Indigo says their search for a new president and CEO will start sometime in the next few months. And Marion University is helping school districts across the state find new ways to support students. Sydney Dauphiné has more on the City Connects program.
A grant from the Department of Education will fund the City Connects program in Gary Community Schools for the next 5 years. Schools with the City Connects programs have full-time site coordinators in the building to evaluate the needs of all students. Jillian Lane is the director of City Connects Midwest.
Every student is different. Every student's home environment is different. And every student grows and progresses differently. And so I think it's important that we think about addressing individual student needs.
Site coordinators meet with every teacher to talk about every student, meet with nurses, and look at the student information system to evaluate needs. City Connects is a partnership between Marion University in Indianapolis and Boston College. The program is in schools around Indianapolis and in Northwest Indiana. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.
The Indianapolis City County Council will have its final meeting of the year tonight. End-of-year business includes the final adoption of several proposals, including funding for the planned City Hall Hotel project, the establishment of a new sports district to help pay for Indy 11's new stadium, and a measure that uses TIF, or Tax Increment Financing, to purchase the Broderville Park Family Center. This will also be the last meeting for several councilors. New councilors elected last month will start in January, when Democrats will continue to hold a supermajority on the council. And for our final story today, the Environmental Protection Agency wants drinking water utilities to get rid of all their lead water pipes within a decade. That's according to a proposed lead and copper rule the agency announced last week in a move to protect kids and vulnerable people from exposure. Rebecca Thiel reports, the question is, can utilities meet that deadline?
The EPA says it's achievable. Cities like Newark, New Jersey, Benton Harbor, Michigan, and Green Bay, Wisconsin were all able to replace their lead pipes within 10 years. The federal government has also made $50 billion available for water and wastewater infrastructure upgrades. Nearly half of that can be used for replacing lead pipes specifically. But that might not be enough, says Gabriel Filippelli, an earth sciences professor at IUPUI who directs the Indiana University Environmental Resilience Institute.
I think the funding that's been set aside for this is probably going to get us about halfway there in that time frame.
Filippelli says we also don't know where most lead pipes are in cities. They're not well mapped yet. The EPA says water utilities have until fall of next year to finish an initial inventory of their lead pipes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The rule would also lower the threshold for when public health agencies address elevated blood lead levels in children to 10 micrograms per deciliter. But Indiana's threshold is half of that, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends an even lower one. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Drew Dodlin, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and follow WFYI on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to check in on our newsroom throughout the day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.